Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. This is Father Stosh Jaley, joined by Father Chris Yackel.
Yes. Here I am.
Father Chris, where are you assigned these days?
I am assigned to the Perry County Consortium, about an hour east of Columbus, which is awesome. We have four parishes there, St. Rose in New Lexington, St. Patrick in Junction City, St. Bernard in Corning, and Church of the Atonement in Crooksville. So shout out to all my parishioners out there who may be listening in.
Excellent. Can you give me some background on your history, like your vocation? From where do you come? You know, how did you end up a priest of Jesus?
Great question. I grew up in a very Catholic home, military family, and kind of bounced all over the place growing up. My parents are both originally from Cleveland, Ohio, so I've always kind of claimed Ohio as my home state without having like a hometown. But exactly. So when it came time, like I guess the first time I really started seriously thinking about the priesthood was in college when I went to Miami University in Ohio. And I think there are a couple things that kind of really got me to start thinking about the priesthood. But in particular, one thing I always go to is I had an experience at World Youth Day.
Which one?
Sydney.
Oh, yeah. Like the Sydney. Australia, Sydney.
Yeah, that was like.
Not Sydney, Ohio.
No, Sydney, Australia, which was great. That was like, man, that was 2008. So.
Time flies.
Yeah, time flies. But that was, so I went there with my sister and then like a few of our friends from college. And there were three things I remember there. One was just the universality of the church was like, I had never experienced it like that before. I mean, I kind of got a taste being a military brat because you're all over the place and the church is everywhere. But like seeing all these nations like of people there together at the one time for the same thing to celebrate their faith was awesome. Another thing I remember was there were a lot of young clergy members who were there. And I don't know that I had experienced like seeing that many young priests before.
Sure.
So that, I had a lot of incredible priests growing up, but I think seeing some of the young priests, I was like, oh, like this is something that I can maybe consider. Like, wow. I'm not crazy to think about this.
Yeah.
But then the last thing, and this was the biggest thing I think for me, was something really clicked about the Eucharist for me, which of course I already knew what we believed as Catholics, but I think it was one of those things where it was like the heart connection.
Yeah,
at World Youth Day. I was like, wow, there's 500,000 people here from all over the world, and really what we're here for is Jesus, Jesus present in the Eucharist. And so that really struck me. So coming back from that, when I went back to college, I really got involved, started going to daily mass, started going to Eucharistic adoration when that was available, started meeting with my parish priest. And then it took a few years, but eventually entered seminary after that. So.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting because, you know, we're on Monday, the beginning of the week. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the end of the workday. People are transitioning into their evening duties or obligations. And yesterday being the Lord's Day, Sunday, people have attended Mass. Mm-hmm. They received our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. Mm-hmm. But then it's just the nature of how we live life. You know, we go to Holy Mass on Sunday. We receive our Lord. We kind of bask in the glory of his resurrection. But then it's the end of Monday. We're already slaves to the busyness and the chaos and routine. Right. So, I mean, just reflecting upon your own life and the journey that you've walked along in pursuing Jesus, you know, what would you suggest to the person out there, keeping in mind the importance of the Eucharist, keeping in mind the importance of adoration, what would you invite or suggest to the person who is looking for that source of peace, that source of hope? You know, how would you encourage them to consider going to daily Mass or making a visit to Jesus in adoration?
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. I would say, like, if it's at all possible, if you're able to try and make it a part of your daily routine, or even if you can get in to a church like once a week where adoration is available, even if Eucharistic adoration is not available, or for some reason you can't make it to Mass, even if you can stop just in a church.
Yeah.
And just spend, because that's something
else. Because he's there.
Yeah, right.
He's there.
Right. And that's something I remember in college too, is I would a lot of times be on my way to class and I would just stop by the church and just go in there and sit for like 10 minutes. And there was so much peace that came from that.
Yeah.
Just because, and a lot of times I wasn't even, well, I was praying, but it was a lot of times just me unloading, like,
sure.
Lord, here's all these things, like, or just like thinking about all the things that I had going on. So I think that, that was, is something that it would be truly beneficial. But then another thing I would say, is even if you're unable to get to a church, I think St. Peter Julian Eimer talks about like how even if you can't get to a church, you can even just like take a few minutes somewhere like in the quiet where you can kind of like imagine yourself before the Lord present in the tabernacle. And so I've tried that a few times and even have found that helpful just to kind of keep perspective, I guess.
Sure. I think a lot of times we, through sometimes no fault of our own, just the frenzied, chaotic pace of life, we take for granted or take advantage of, or we don't truly treasure enough the fact that, I mean, the Lord is in the tabernacle at that closest Catholic church, chapel, oratory. And you're exactly right. I mean, like, there is that beautiful grace and that incredible experience of adoring the Lord when he's in the monstrance. He's visibly before us.
Right.
But the other reality is it's like, you know, the hard times, the tough times, the dark times in our lives, they don't wait for adoration when the Lord's exposed.
Right.
But the Lord is waiting for us in the tabernacle.
Right.
Good time, bad time, you know, great day, bad day,
yeah.
Hot, sunny, humid, right. Snowy, cold, or rainy. I mean, the Lord is there.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know there have been those moments in my life where I don't have any words. All I have is stress.
Yeah, exactly. You just sit there.
And I just put my forehead on the pew in front of me. And it's like, this would be the perfect time to just take me.
Right.
And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. It's like, I know you're here, Lord. It's like, take me. And he won't. But he does kind of embolden me with strength.
Yeah.
And there's that opportunity. And so even though, I mean, it's Monday. We just went to Sunday Mass yesterday. It's the beginning of the week. But it's just a beautiful, I like to think of it, it's like a source of liberation. It's like the Lord is here, the Lord is waiting, and the Lord is ready. And regardless of where we may be, you know, the Lord isn't just there when we're having a bad day.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, he's also there when you're having a good day.
Yeah, right. Well, that's something I've thought about too. It's like our emotions are a roller coaster.
Totally.
Like it's constantly up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. But to realize, whenever we go to the Lord, it's just like,
phew, yeah,
he's steady. He's always there. He's always present. He's always listening.
Yeah.
And so that's,
Now, I know like you've got an incredible just life story, you know, having grown up as a military family.
Right.
What would you say is, from your experience, what would be the main point of difference between like a civilian family and a military family?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Not enough coffee, right?
Yeah. Give me more coffee. I need to charge back up. But, no, I think one thing that comes to mind right away is just the fact that you're constantly moving. So you have to be able to adapt pretty quickly, like get involved in your new community. And I think I might have talked to you about this at some point before, but like, I think when it comes to moving to a new base, like if I were to move somewhere else, like, or when I got to college, I knew I had 4 years to kind of like get to know people, get involved in different things. If you're in the military, if it's like usually 2 to 3 years, so even shorter than that, you really just have to dive in and get involved really, really quickly. So just trying to stay engaged with your community, wherever you're living, I think is something that's really, really helpful for you. But it's different because I would say for most families, for example, being at a parish now, it's like it's so beautiful because you see people who have been in this one community their whole life.
Yeah.
So you have time to really get to know people, whereas in the military, I would say it's kind of like accelerated.
Yeah.
You have to speed it up.
But there's a challenge that both seem to face based on your reflection. I mean, in the military, you have families who have moved, you know, every year, 2 years or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have ingrained in just their schedule of moving, like a need to realize the Lord is the same everywhere.
Yeah.
He's in the tabernacle everywhere. Yeah. But then you've got families who might be in their parish. They might be there for like 3, 4, 5 generations.
Yeah.
But then the challenge for them is the Lord is present. I can't take it for granted
right.
that I can go to the Lord.
Right, right.
So no matter if, you know, you're the civilian family and you've got roots that are deeply planted multiple generations in your parish, is like the Lord is present.
Yeah.
May I never take his presence for granted. Or that military family who is being transferred every year, every 2 years, every 3 years. And it's like, okay, no matter where we go, as long as the Lord is there, we have stability.
Right.
And may we never take him for granted, because everything else is always up in the air.
Yeah,
and
you know,
we
right.
move and move and move.
Right.
But I think, you know, all in all, it's really beautiful to see how growing up in a military family where there is a lot of change and maybe constant change, the Lord was able to reach you.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, the experience of our faith, that universal characteristic of our faith, especially of the church that you highlighted when you were at Sydney, Australia for the World Youth Day, mm-hmm. you probably had an incredible experience of that growing up in the military.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Chapels might look different. The face of the priest is different. The name of the priest is different.
Yeah.
But the mass is the same, you know, and the Lord is there.
And that is something that I do remember like reflecting on as I got older, like, wow, like every base I've been to, I've been able to find our Lord in the tabernacle. Like he's always been there, and I've always been able to go to mass, which like you said, I think probably I took for granted, like growing
sure.
up and realizing
yeah.
What a gift that is. So,
but I think that's a beautiful, you know, that's the beautiful summary of the message today here on St. Gabriel Radio, is no matter where we are, no matter where we're going, no matter where we have been, the Lord is present among us and he seeks to bless us. May the Lord give you his peace.